This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Can you not fall asleep right now? We need to talk about that disgusting habit that you picked up.
It's called butt chugging, and last time I checked, it wasn't disgusting.
Really? Have you checked recently?
Shining in the sky, no golden mic inside. I'm in trouble, NBA was in a bubble. You're the only advice podcast on the web. Jake speeds down the avenue. Woo! Burning Man starts so soon. 7:30, and Demir has got his turdy.
Turn
his koi juice together, make it if I were you. If I were you, what should I do? My ex is thirsting me on Insta.
Insta.
If I were you, what should I do?
Can my best friend give me a blowjob?
BJ. If I were you, what should I do? My ex is thirsting me on Insta.
Insta.
If I were you, what should I do?
Can my best friend give me a blowjob?
BJ.
Hey, if I were you, oh, please tell me what to do. Jesus, if you only knew. Share with me your point.
Wow.
Hold on, there's fucking four more minutes.
That'd be fine.
Do you know that song? Do you know the parody?
It's a Beatles song, right?
No, it's Mr. Blue Sky by ELO.
What?
Made popular from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. That's when I found out about it.
Got it. Yeah, it's very familiar. It's
Mr.
Very familiar.
Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Guillermo and Austin say that this song, theme song, was years in the making, and their hope is to hear it sometime before 2025.
Well, I'm glad you played it in its entirety. It deserved it.
And we're going to play it at the end. Remember that new rule.
That's right. Yeah. That's a new resolution for us.
Written by Guillermo and Austin, two listeners from, you'll never guess,
Buffalo.
Austin, if you can believe it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. We'd love if you shouted out our podcast, blank, and then they go on to explain the podcast. Thank you, awesome. Austin and Guillermo. Namaste.
Namaste. Why don't you shout out the podcast?
I'll put them in touch with Marty for SponCon. Sponsored content.
You're going to play their song twice. It's giving you an intro and an outro to your podcast.
Yeah.
So you pay by giving them a shout out.
I'll charge them an extra CPM because we already gave them a shout out, so we can build that into the ad buy.
You should focus on doing the podcast and less on monetizing. I want you spending less time with Marty, okay? Yeah. Because he enjoys it either.
I'm down to spend a little less time, say $50 a day. I don't see him at all.
All right. You're just trying to monetize your time constantly.
But I figure if I can.
Worth anything.
If I can get paid by enough people.
Is what I'm trying to say.
To not
you have no value.
Out. then I can sort of monetize
a zero.
Even time
you're
that I'm not hanging
you're
out.
Not a, you're nothing.
That's you're really nothing. Interesting, you're a actually. Like
you're
a lot
drain
of people.
On society. You're useless.
So you'd have to pay me not to talk to about something.
To bring other people
anti-ad
down. De-elevate.
Yeah.
You're like an excavator.
All right, fine. It's called tournament style. Are you happy? The podcast it's a two-man comedic show where we host a tournament every week and figure out the best thing in any given category. So shout out to tournament style.
That's a good show.
It's like March Madness, but like, you know, with other things. I think Billy and Adam do that on their podcast sometimes. These guys just made it their entire podcast tournament style. So thank you, Austin.
Style. That's really good. It's like Austin all fantasy, from Austin. Everything meets the Goat Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, interesting. So that's
AKA the perfect podcast.
I wonder if we own that show now.
I don't think so, because it's because me and Mike had kind of like rank products and it sounds like they come to a consensus. All fantasy, everything is a.
I
want to
roll that IP into our umbrella. Ella, hey, we own your thoughts. Hey.
This is you in court. you have to be sworn in, Mr. Blumenfeld.
Really? I was going to say that I rested my case, as it
ace,
were.
Ace.
Under my case. Ace. What were we going to say? Make another podcast where we combine two shows?
Yeah, we could just make it as a podcast, but you wanted to roll it up and sue them or something? I don't know.
What other two shows can we sort of mind meld into its own third property? So like Punch Up the Jam and NADPOD. So it's like almost this D&D meets Airbnb. And I want it to be sponsored. VRBO.
I know I told you to stop thinking about sponsored, but I actually also want you to stop thinking about the creative. Let's not have you focused on ideally anything at the company.
I wonder if I could
not own any funnel that we have at HeadGum. Bucket.
So I'm wondering if there's even like a distracting toy I could have to keep me at bay / busy while other things happen, you know.
Cool. I think you should still have a fidget spinner at
that's
your house
cool
somewhere.
I
feel like
spend
you bought
time
one
with that
during the heyday.
So I'll use that instead of Slack, for example.
If we ever did another season of Lonely and Horny, Ruby Jade should have a fidget spinner.
Hey,
not a dress, but just you're at the bar with a fidget spinner and a cocktail,
and I'm really good at it. Hopping it from one finger to the other.
Yeah, it'd have to not be impressive.
All right, this is If I Were You, the only advice pod on the web hosted by, well, me. I'm Amir.
I am Jake, and we're on video for the first fucking time.
Talk about monetizing shit. Why don't we put some of our audio content on YouTube as a video?
That's right. Yeah,
let's try it out.
A lot of podcasts do it. We've had our podcast for 8 years, 9 years? Maybe it's time to try that. To try to grow the show.
Maybe it's time to grow show. I show. Well, there's an awful lot of traffic and it's in decline. No, our show is dying basically, and we're trying to revive it, as it were. This is the defibrillator / video version of our show. You can obviously still listen to it. You're listening to it right now. You know that.
Right. And you might be watching it. You might have already been hip to the fact that it's on YouTube, because we're going to put it on, I don't know, HeadGum's YouTube, If I Were You's YouTube, Jacob's YouTube.
I think
so. It'll be somewhere. So you might already be watching it just because it's in your feed.
Actually, we got a follow-up pop that's a little visual, so this is perfect timing. I can share my screen, and I think it'll record it as a little screen share action. This is the guy who thought he had a zit on his lip and wanted to know if he should go in for the kiss as a second date.
Yes, I recall.
You said that you needed to see it. That
I did.
You know, we're like, we can't say for certain.
And you said, I think you said it was fine, and I said, you don't go until I have more information. Is that correct?
Yeah, that sounds right. And then we didn't know, you know, sometimes people overblow it, sometimes people underblow it. Is it a cold sore? Is it a zit? We just didn't know. Mm-hmm. So he sent us a picture and he said, we kissed. It was okay. I think she was avoiding the growth on my lower lip. Hopefully she'll see me again. You don't think it's a cold sore, right? It's probably not a cold sore. What do you think?
It went from a zit to the growth. The growth sounds large.
That was a...
And in charge.
That was a red flag. And then he sent us...
let's see it.
This pic. Which, you know, I sent to you and you said we should talk about. Let me open it just so you don't see anything else on my incredibly private screen.
Right. There we go. This is going to go wide. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, so that's...
dear me.
So how would you describe that to our audio listeners?
That's a severe white head on that zit. It feels like he went... To me, I think he went to great lengths to leave the white head so no one would think that it was a cold sore. Does that track? Like, that looks like it's a white head about to burst to me, and it's basically half on his chin and half on
The thing that makes me think it's not a zit is that it's not like, you know, a lot of zits end in a point, almost like the tip of a snow-capped mountain or a volcano.
Right.
This one is sort of a flat white disc.
There's no peak. It appears to be a valley.
It's a mesa. It looks like this a scenery in Sedona, New Mexico or Arizona or something like that. A long, flat, white mesa of sorts. A plateau.
I frankly can't believe he even wrote to us asking for advice. This is a clearly don't go situation. This is a cancel the date. It's a quarter of his lip, I think.
No, now you're embellishing. It is half on the lip, half on the chin area. I would say it's almost like if you were playing shuffleboard and it landed
the exact same thing. Yeah, it's a hanger.
It's a hanger off.
This is what you want. This is that 4-point shuffleboard zit.
Yes. Almost half that it would fall over, but not quite. I would say it's like 48% on lip, 52 on chin.
Goat shuffleboard shot, woat zit, I would say.
I mean, we're describing a zit in detail. Does this make people want to watch the video more or less? I guess we'll have data soon.
I personally wanted you to cut away from that video as soon as you share this. I'm amazed. Whoever this girl is, you should marry her because she's very chill.
Yeah. Also, is it cold sore or coal sore?
I think it's cold. COLD.
That final is correct.
Answer. Nice. But it's pronounced coal, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
it's
pronounced
cold sore. Or people say cold sore, and like you just sort of drop the D. Cold sore. Cold sore.
It's cold. You hardly say the D when you're like describing how cold it is in a room. Cold. Yeah, it's cold in here. Cold sore.
No, I say cold. Cold. I think cold I say the D pretty hard. Cold sore, I would say, I feel like I accentuate the D.
Do you know that cold sores are herpes?
Yes.
So it's the same little infection. It's a herpes infection, but it's on your lips. And you know, you have it and you get it repeatedly, but then if you don't have it, you never get it. Are you a have it and get it repeatedly or a never get it?
That's weird because I guess I've never gotten one, but I also feel like I've heard that like the majority of people have like... that type, like whatever type of herpes that is, like herpes 1 or 2 or whatever, or A or something like that.
Yeah, the Delta herpes variant.
Yeah, most people have the one that has just like the mouth sores, but that's fine.
And then there's something completely separate, the canker sore.
Yeah,
two different sores.
Wait, is that herpes too?
No, I think canker is just like any like lesion in your mouth. Like if you bite your cheek or if you like brush your teeth and that little white fucking... canker opens up to heal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are on. I've gotten a canker. I don't like the canker.
Have you ever had two cankers? That'll fucking ruin your month.
That's
to have
an anchor
two
that will tank your weekend.
A tanker sore is when you have four in a row. It's like you're playing Battleship in your mouth.
You suck my mouth.
Oh God. Four cankers is a tanker sore.
God. God.
Three is an anchor sore, and two is just mouths, a canker.
Did I tell you I'm getting my wisdom teeth out on Monday?
No, Jesus.
The day this episode drops, I'm getting my remaining two wisdom teeth out. I had two out a couple, or like 10 years ago.
Are they in, right? Like, are they fully in, or are they like behind your gum line?
They're fully in. I don't, the dentist that did my original, I feel like I've talked about this before. The dentist that did my original, what is it called? Wisdom teeth removal.
Yeah.
The extraction. He said that I had enough room in my mouth for these two over here. So, and he was like, it's too much to take out all four right now. So I'll do these two. And if you need these ones done later, we can do that. And everybody that I've seen since is like, that's insane. If you're getting put down to take your teeth out, you should just got all of them. And it was painful and I didn't like it. So I put off getting these two out for 10 years. But now they're starting to crowd my teeth. I didn't have the room that fucking quack said I did. So I'm going to get my upper and lower wisdom teeth on the left side of my mouth out on Monday.
Wow. So you're going to be out of commission for a few days, aren't you? That's not like a I can record on Tuesday type of ordeal.
Yeah, I think I'm like definitely out on, I put in the HeadGum out of office calendar that I'm not in on Monday or Tuesday.
Wow.
And I imagine that even by the time we record the next podcast, I'll have a chubby cheek. Maybe the beard will hide some of it, but we'll see. Check back in. Subscribe to the video podcast now to see how I look post-surgery.
And it's interesting that it's only on one side, because I've seen like the puffy face where they get them all out at the same time.
Yep.
I'm unfortunate in that regard too, because I think I never had wisdom teeth. Like some people just don't grow them.
What? That's incredible. Yeah.
Not only that, but I think I also had four like regular teeth removed. So like I have, your average is 28, and if you have wisdom teeth, it's 32. And I have like 24. I have less teeth than normal.
That's so weird. You got
Can you
your
see? Teeth. And now that we're doing a video. I only have like
only
two.
Six.
I have four
six on the bottom.
I only have two molars.
Wow.
And then
wow.
Some people have a third, and then like the wisdom is even behind that or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, mine go. I feel like mine on the left side just go back forever.
Yeah, that's why.
But I can't open my mouth all the way. So I wonder if like I'll be able to do it more when I don't have these wisdom teeth in. I have like the TMJ. Listen, everyone at home. This is the sound of my jaw cracking. Ready?
Yeah. Oh. Oh,
you hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like there's an aluminum can in your throat.
Yeah, it does that. I'll do it on video for everyone too. You can kind of see how my mouth has to like move to the side. If I go wider than a couple inches, it'll lock up.
It seems like everybody has something, maybe even two or three things. Like that could almost be a podcast. Like, what's your thing that you deal with? And it's like this weird personal thing that you have. Like, oh, by the way,
ailment.
Yeah, like the jaw thing is like such a big part of people's lives that have it bad. And like, if you don't have it, you don't think about it at all.
Yeah. Like, right. I remember when I was going to r/noburp, it dominates.
Right.
There's a subreddit for every single ailment and people are in there discussing. I sometimes dip in when something is bothering me.
What's your ailment? That's good.
Yeah. What's your ailment? What's your damage?
For a while, my ailment was acne, like figuring out how to hide zits, remove zits, get rid of zits, like put toothpaste on zits while I slept.
Yeah. And for a while, mine was, I thought that I was going bald when I was like 28 because my hairline is like receding. But now that I'm 36 and it hasn't changed since I was 20 in my 20s, it's like, oh, that's fine. But when I was in my 20s, it was less than other people. But now I'm 36. It's kind of the same as everybody. So it really leveled out.
Yeah, so it went back and then it sort of stayed until everybody caught up to it.
Yeah, like went high on both sides, like higher than it was in college. And I was like, oh my God, it's going. And I was like freaking out. And then it's just sort of, it's paused since then.
Yeah. Have you ever shaved, gone full buzz?
No, because I can also like kind of feel... I like can feel a mole on my scalp that I feel like if I shave my head, I'll have to deal with.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go.
All right. Now that we've gotten sort of our mouth ailments / cold sore
kind of
ailments.
Interesting to fucking Buzz? To shave my head. Yeah. I think it would look like bad.
It seems like everyone should try it at least once, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Everybody, we all deserve to see what our head looks like, is shaped like. I remember buzzing it a few times in New York. Yeah.
Right. You did it recently. I guess I did it like in high school. But
high school doesn't count.
Yeah. It'd be a fun bet. It'd be loser a fun bet to do head. Now. Yeah.
Loser. Maybe we could do our Super Bowl bet this year.
Oh, that is. It is coming. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I would be so sad. I don't know if I can handle it.
All right. Let's take a break. Come back after these sponsors and answer some more questions.
Yep.
I guess answer questions at all, really.
Right.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know if you guys know this, but life can be low-key stressful or anxious at times. I know, I was surprised too. I couldn't believe it, but I turned 40 and I'm like, you know what? Nothing is necessarily easy ever. And talking to a licensed therapist is actually the best way to navigate that. Because in high school, you learn like calculus, but then you don't really know what to do if you're sad. Like they'll teach you geometry, but like, how do I act if my stomach hurts all the time because I'm really nervous about something and I can't quite pinpoint it? Well, you can finally figure that stuff out. By talking to a licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is by using BetterHelp. You just sign on to their website, you fill out a questionnaire, and then you get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And it's entirely online, so you don't have to drive anywhere, wait in a waiting room, be in the room with someone. If that makes you a little scared or tentative, you can do it entirely online. So it's very convenient, flexible, and yes, affordable. Now more than ever. So let therapy be your map towards happiness with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/ifiwereyou today to get 10% off your first month.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty good deal. For mental health, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ifiwereyou. Support yourself while supporting the show, which is really supporting me. So I appreciate it. You'll appreciate it. Your friends and loved ones will appreciate it too. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ifiwereyou. Thanks, BetterHelp. Thank you to the podcast See the Thing Is for sponsoring this episode, a podcast hosted by Grammy Award-winning R&B artist Bridget Kelly and media personality Mandy B. Every week, Bridget and Mandy offer grown, honest, and slightly toxic perspectives on all things music, pop culture, and of course, love/dating/relationships. So, if you have a hard time finding new music, or perhaps you're a millennial that misses life in the early 2000s, or you're interested in multiple perspectives on relationships and dating, check them out. See, The Thing is a podcast that allows space for a wide range of thoughts and emotions. They got awesome guests like Big Frito, Remy Ma, Chloe Bailey, and Nao, and more. So, if you are in the market for a new podcast in your rotation, check them out. It's called See the Thing Is. And we're back. Hey, Jake, do you have any?
On to Let's Do the Fight! Mom, I'm coming!
Gross. Not that I can think of, but maybe you do?
I picked up a pretty interesting pandemic hobby recently. Maybe it would be for other people too. Started riding a bike, actually. Might be
that's
kind of a cool thing that I...
That's my hobby.
That I bring to the masses, in a way.
Bring to
I want to be like almost a leader of the pack.
You're not the leader of the pack. I'm leading this particular pack because I've been riding a bike for a long time. You just learned.
Yeah,
you just learned this.
I learned how to ride a bike. So like you're just like, I always knew. So you didn't really do anything.
Yeah, I started riding like seriously. I go for like 50-mile bike rides.
Seriously, you ride a bike. You've always ridden a bike. I'm learning literally from scratch. So like I will go with Avital to the LA River bike path, and when it's nice and wide open, I can stumble as I start sometimes, sometimes fail, and then sometimes get the ball rolling. And once the things are rolling, the wheels, you know, to go forward, I can for a little bit.
I'm happy for you, by the way. Like, I think this is, the way you're bringing this to the table, that's what miffs me. That's what rubs me the wrong way. The fact that you're trying to present this as like this...
It's almost like a gift that I'm presenting.
Basically. Yeah, you're not like a bike ambassador.
Yes, that's the word. I'm an ambassador.
You're a clinger on. You're a fair weather fan.
Fair weather biker. That's true. I only like to bike when it's nice and sunny out.
That's right. But, and I just biked. I biked last week when it was like 48. So
it's too cold. Nice. Not for me.
Oh wow.
But
anyway, yeah. Tell me everything. I'm excited for you.
So it's still difficult for me to start. Like because the bike that I bought for myself, they move the seat quite high because they want my legs to be extended fully when they're on the pedals, which means I can't sit on the seat and then straddle and hold it down, which is how I feel comfortable. Like if I fall, I can always just do the splits and I'm on the seat still, but no, because I'm an adult male, I gotta fucking have my legs extended on the pedal, which means if I fall, I'm literally like,
I think there's a happy medium there.
I would think
you
so
don't have
too.
To like each. They can lower the seat a little bit.
They could. They should. Like,
I think you should be able to get your. I mean, what you're supposed to be able to do is like
tip. Both. I can tip, but I can't do both.
I think you should be able to be on the ground with both feet on your tippy toes, maybe even half tippy toes, at least to start. That's fucking crazy.
I would agree. Anyway, so braving that fact, it's a little difficult to start, especially when it's crowded. Like we went on the weekend and there's like bikes zooming by and like, you know, when I start, I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then I straight. So, like I can't do the whoa, whoa, whoa part. Especially when people walking dogs. I'm like, I'm going to run over this poodle. So when it's busy, I like a nice open street. I can do the wobble and then I'm straight. And then once I'm straight, I'm like fucking, I'm kind of like white knuckling, keeping my arm straight, trying to like stay as straight. I'm never like, not yet at least, because I've only, you know, done this a handful of times. I'm never just cruising straight in a relaxed fashion.
Right. Are there moments where you like it Well, like, or you just, are you kind of like gritting your teeth to learn because you think you'll like it?
I'm sort of equating it to skiing in that it's kind of cumbersome and difficult to get to, but then right. once the movement is happening, it's nice. And it's like, okay, I can see the appeal of this. And I'm, you know, moving faster than I would walking. And now that I'm going, I can stay going and feel the wind in my hair. And that's nice.
And did you buy a new bike?
I bought a bike about a few months ago, but I haven't really ridden it much until recently.
What kind of bike? Is it a road bike, mountain bike, cruiser?
It's probably not a mountain bike. It's thick wheels. It's not like a skinny wheel. It's sort of, I just basically said, I don't know how to ride a bike. What do you recommend?
Yeah. I wonder, send me a link to it. I bet it's, how many gears does it have?
It has 7. And here's the problem. I never know which gear to go to because, I mean, I'm not going uphill and downhill. So, like, I just keep it at 2. Is that fine? Is that normal?
Yeah, if that feels, I mean, I think you want to be getting, like, one full rotation on the wheel for every time you spin the pedal.
Right. And I'm not even thinking about that. I'm not like, how many rotations am I getting here? I'm just, like, going or stopping. Trying to start or falling. Those are my four modes.
Yeah, that's cool. So, but it's totally about a feeling. If it feels like you're pedaling and it's propelling you forward fast enough with enough effort, that's good. But if you feel like you're gnashing on the pedals and your wheels aren't spinning, then you're in too low of a gear.
Here's another question for you. The gear changer is just like a button you click down and it changes. How do you know whether it's changing up or down?
Every bike is different. Like I know on my bike that if I press one button, it's going down a gear. And if I press another button, it's going up. There's like 2 different buttons.
Mine, I think, is almost like a bell being rung. Like I just press it down, but maybe I can push it towards me. Would that change?
Is there only one?
Only one what? Is there only one what? Press? You're embarrassing me. You know that I don't know the answer to that question.
Is there only one?
So now I look like a fool.
The little lever thing. you look like a fool for blowing up at me the way you are. Is there only one of those like little levers? There's not one on the right and one on the left.
Yes, it's only one gear thing on the right.
Okay,
side.
Yeah. So maybe going down, there's a difference between pulling it down and pushing it up.
Oh, interesting.
There's probably I think there must be something in the direction that it's going.
At what point I got to, I was at 4 and I like pressed it and it was like down to 3 and then I pressed it again. I'm like, ooh, down to 2. I'm like, uh-oh, I better not go down anymore because I don't know how to go back up. Like these are permanent decisions I'm making here as far as I'm concerned.
Send me a photo of it. I'll look into it.
Okay. We could do bike talk with the screen share next week.
Yeah.
And then also, have you ever adjusted the brakes? Like one of my brakes was sort of like rubbing against the wheel, even not squeezing it. Like, you know how there's these little rubber pads are supposed to like hover a millimeter away from the wheel?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can almost like adjust it with a screw.
Right. I have adjusted the brakes before. I've had like wheels that also like kind of get bent and go into them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of that stuff.
You ever fall down?
Brakes now.
You ever like hit a gate?
Yeah, knock on wood. I so far have not fallen down. I've had some very, very close calls that are like pretty harrowing. Like there was one time where I was going in between, it was like turning onto Delancey Street to go over the Williamsburg Bridge. And there's like cars, bikes, pedestrians, just like so many people.
Yeah.
People coming up. People going down, I'm trying to turn left, and I see a little bit of space, and it's like, it's by going in between where like the curb and the sidewalk are. Mm-hmm. So I like made a quick decision to do that, but I had like, I was kind of, I wasn't pedaling, I was like cruising a little bit, and I had my right pedal, it was just like stationary, but it was lower, and I was standing up on the bike, and that pedal clipped the curb, and I just like... almost flipped over the handlebars.
Jesus.
Almost fell, but I caught myself. So it ended up being okay.
And also, don't you clip into your pedals? That seems kind of crazy to me.
Yeah. Clipping in, the first time I did that was very, very scary.
You can never take your fucking foot off the pedal? That seems illegal.
Well, you can. It's just kind of, it's a little hard. You have to twist your foot out of it.
Right.
Yeah, you can adjust... The pedals can be adjusted so you can either like clip in and feel like, you know, your foot is locked in place, or you can clip in and feel like you know, I can wiggle this out really fast if I needed to.
Yeah.
So, but the nice thing about having the pedals clipped in is like you're propelling yourself on the down, on like the, you know, your downstrokes as well as your up. So when, yeah, so when you're like, it's just like, it's so much more efficient. It feels incredible to ride a bike like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm so far away from that. I can't even imagine. I need to get to the point where I can hardly turn. Like when I get to a street and I need to turn around, mm-hmm. I'm like sort of trying to turn, almost falling down, standing up on the bike, lifting my bike, turning it around, driving it the other way.
I mean, I think all you can do is just practice a lot. It's great.
Ugh, I was hoping that you would recommend a pill or some cheat sheet.
You could get one of those like seasickness bracelets that kind of helps you stay more balanced.
That's good. Yeah. I basically like, my father gave it a very half-assed attempt to teach me. Like, I never had a small bike. He would try to teach me like on an adult bike. So I'd be like terrified it wouldn't work. And I would be like crying. And he'd be like, all right, fine. You don't have to try anymore because you're crying a lot. But there was never like, here's your small bike with training wheels first. Oh, that's a good idea. That's not how Israelis do it.
I've tried to teach you to ride a bike two separate times. Once in Nantucket like 10 years ago, and then once 5 or 6 years ago when we moved
to LA.
Yeah.
And it kind of worked. Like, it's always the same thing where like, once I get going, I can get going.
Yeah.
It's the hard time. It's starting.
Yeah, that's great. I'm actually going to be in LA in the end of January. So I feel like we should go biking.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be better by then. It's now January 5th at the time of recording. You have 3 weeks. I have to fucking practice every day. And it's really freaking shameful a little bit to see a 38-year-old who's like, oh, hold, people look at me like I'm making fun of a child. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not ridiculing anybody. I actually don't know how to start and stop because everyone knows how to do it.
I feel like there's some really nice, easy tips and tricks that I'll be able to tell you as soon as I see what you're doing. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But what could it possibly be? Like when I start riding, I pedal down and sometimes that thrust is too much and I'll fall to the right.
Yeah. I mean, I think when you're doing that, I guess I would just like try to keep your core tight.
Really?
You know, that's what's keeping your balance.
I sort of do a jelly bean to the right and I like contort my soft tummy off the bike a little bit.
Right.
I guess I could keep my core tight. I also do one-handed a lot. Mm-hmm. So like instead of two-handed, I'll like sort of yank the wheel as I start to ride because I feel like I want to hold on to a ledge.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. One of my goals is to learn how to ride with no hands.
So oh my God, I saw some guy fucking whiz by me like that. This guy was like texting while like biking perfectly straight. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah, even one hand is really hard. That's hard.
What I want like, I've seen people just like riding down the street in New York, like both hands off, leaning back, eating a bagel. And I'm like, that's my shit.
Right into a wall.
Bagel, coffee. Goddamn, the dream.
I have a full fucking dinner in front of them. They're slicing a steak.
The fucking bib.
That's a good example of like when people are like, how do you not know how to ride a bike or how does it feel when you're riding a bike? Ride without hands. That's how I feel riding with my hands. So like that's how little balance and control I feel at all times.
Right. So really it's courageous that you're trying. I'm proud of you.
Wow. Yeah. Everybody else is a coward for not trying to ride without their fucking hands.
That's right.
Do you ever do one-handed?
Like me. Yeah. One-handed is easy. I can do that.
That's no harder than two.
Yeah, I would love if I could get myself to feel like I do with one hand with no hands. That would be incredible.
Do you know anyone who could ride no hands?
Our buddy Miles, who actually did the stinger for the HeadGum Originals.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but he can ride with no hands.
Like, can he turn? Can you turn without hands?
Yeah, he like we'll ride home from the gym together, and I'm like riding with my hands on my handlebars and he's like no hands turning and talking to me like using his hands.
It's almost like a self-driving so bike.
Yeah, like he's like passively looking around. I'm like fine at bike riding, but I also have like I'm scared, you know. I'm
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'm afraid of everything I do while being afraid.
So like when I'm you get to like, a place, you're like relieved and you like, you have to like untense upon arrival.
Yeah. Like when I definitely, when I clip in and I will ride to Central Park, cause I'll ride into Central Park and I'll do like loops around the park. And when I'm in the park, that's great. I'm so relaxed. But like going, there's like several parts of this ride that I like dread, like getting off the Williamsburg Bridge and to the bike path in Manhattan is stressful. And there's always cars trying to hit you.
And it's like sharp inclines and declines, so you have less control.
Yeah, and start stop, and you have no. You also have every people are fucking insane, and there's like the e-bikes, and people ride mopeds over the bridge, and like people will stop and take a selfie, and they'll just like turn really quick and just like step into the bike lane. So you always have to be ready to fucking stop, or you're gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, that's not me. That can't be me. I'm not.
I do like it. There's parts of it that are fun.
Yeah, it's even cool that. It's cool to do it and to feel the rush, but I feel like it's way too dangerous.
Yeah, I actually felt like it was more dangerous riding a bike because I used to bike to work in LA, and I would definitely get into more harrowing situations there than in New York
because people are not used to it.
Yeah, there's no room for a bike in LA, and nobody's expecting them either. I feel like New York is like everything is insane, but you're kind of like. At any moment, anything can happen. Like there's cars coming on, like in and out of their parking spots. Everyone's double parked. There's deliveries or whatever. So you're just like one of a million things. But in LA, when you're on a bike. It's like you're not supposed to be there.
Yeah,
people they're not looking for you.
And I hit like bikes all the time when I'm driving around. Like
I remember that. Yeah, I was in your car one time.
The guy like, that like flip up and like. I didn't even see that dude land. I was
like, we should stop. And he's like, and you're like, what do you think? He's okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. Wow. Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, that's why they wear so helmets, flippant, right?
Like you do it all the time.
Yeah. It was funny. It was fun actually.
Yeah.
All right. We really have to answer questions. This is fucking like enough is enough.
Yeah.
You're right. One last break. And then I swear enough bike talk, enough mouth talk. We have to give the people what they want, which is our wisdom shed about a specific issue.
Let's fucking do it.
We'll be back after these massages.
Perfect.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show. How'd you like to have the best night's sleep of your life? Nothing more important than good sleep. And if you're on a really old mattress, it might be time to upgrade. And there's no better time because Helix is one of the best mattresses in the world. And they're offering our listeners a coupon code so you can get a great mattress for an affordable price ASAP. They have 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection and Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers. So all you got to do is go there, you fill out a quick quiz, and you basically say, this is how I sleep, this is what I'd prefer, and they match you and your sleep preferences with a perfect mattress that's designed just for the way you are. And there's models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. There's more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support and stomach for back and sleeping positions. Basically, they have everything you need, regardless of how you sleep. And the best way to do it is to go to helixsleep.com/ifiwereyou for 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. So again, that's helixsleep.com/ifiwereyou, and they're offering 20% off their mattress orders, and then they'll also throw in 2 free pillows. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long, so if your mattress is very old, dusty, and it's starting to cave in on itself, you're waking up and you don't feel very restored, or your back hurts, or your side hurts, upgrade your shit with Helix. Better sleep starts now. Thank you, Helix. Thank you to Athletic Greens for sponsoring this episode of our program. I gave AG1 a try because I wanted to feel better, healthier, faster, stronger, and I didn't like taking pills and doing all that stuff. So AG1 is perfect for me because it's just this powder that you add to water. You could take it first thing in the morning, before or after a workout. It tastes good. And in addition to it tasting good, it's giving you all these things you need, like 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that do give you a major benefit, like gut and mood support, boosted energy, and yes, even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. People have been complimenting my nails left and right since I started taking AG1, and now I know why. It's probably because of the adaptogens. But even if it didn't make me feel so good, honestly, it just tastes good. So it's, you're getting it in the mouth, and then you're getting it throughout the rest of your body too. So it's a real win-win. And if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D. That's important too, because everybody's always low on vitamin D. I don't understand how that works. You get blood results and it's always, yeah, you're low on vitamin D, but everyone's low on vitamin D. Okay, so why don't you just expand the range of what's normal for vitamin D? If everybody's low on vitamin D, isn't that the new average? Anyway, you also get 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So just go to athleticgreens.com/ifiwereyou. That's athleticgreens.com/ifiwereyou to check them out. Treat your body right. And add a fun, delicious thing to your daily routine. That's Athletic Greens. Thank you, athleticgreens.com/ifiwereyou. And we are back.
Yeah.
Here's a question. I guess we've answered this lady before. She's an algebra teacher. I think there was like some math-related question or something like that before.
Love it.
But this one is a COVID-related question. The first time I met one of my coworkers, what was your algebra teacher's name? Do you remember?
God, no. Like Mr. Fantarella, maybe, or something like that. Probably not, though. Santarella, something like that.
Mrs. Santarella writes, the first time I met one of my coworkers was at a teacher.
Oh, wait, it was Mr. Kane. Sorry.
Apologies. Mrs. Kane writes, the first time I met one of my coworkers was at a new teacher orientation in August of 2021. He admitted that he had gotten COVID twice, but insisted that he doesn't need the vaccine because he now has antibodies. Needless to say, perhaps it's good that he's a special education teacher rather than a science teacher. Nice. A few days into our winter break, he texted me that he got COVID again. When I asked if he would get the vaccine this time after he recovers, he rejected the notion. Winter break ends tomorrow, and I feel like it's my social duty to say something to him, especially since we work around impressionable teens. Do you have any advice about how to handle a 30-year-old Texan anti-vaxxer? Love, wow. Mrs. Kane.
God, it's so, that's fucking insane. There's just so many different people in the country. It's also very, like, maybe I'm mistaken, but I think that you have to be vaccinated if you're a teacher in New York. Like, you can't go back to work without it.
Yeah, so it seems, that's not the rule, it definitely seems like that should be the rule. And so you assume it's the rule, but maybe that's not the rule.
Yeah, I think it's the rule here, and I assume that it's everywhere, but that's clearly not the case, because New York is progressive.
Yeah. Definitely not the rule in Texas, and probably not the rule in Florida. And this guy is in Texas, and he's teaching children. I mean, is it even possible to convince someone that's gotten COVID 3 times? I feel like his resolve is stronger now than ever.
Yeah, I think if he's not convinced after getting the disease thrice, there's nothing you can say. He's already been sick. His own decisions have made him get sick 3 times.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the very least you could tell him that it's not necessary, like, getting the vaccine will help you have, you know, less symptoms when you do catch it, which he's clearly prone to do.
Yeah, he's definitely getting it a 4th time. I wonder what the record is that's been around for 2 years. Has somebody gotten it, like, 8 different times?
Jesus Christ.
Like, once every 4 months you got COVID for 24 months?
Yeah, I bet. I mean, probably.
It's in play.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Hypothetical. What percentage of Americans do you think have gotten COVID? It's not like there's no data for the true answer out there. It's just, you sort of have to guesstimate. Do you think it's over or under 50%?
I guess I was going to guess 50, but I do think there's probably way more people that got it and didn't get tested and didn't have severe symptoms.
Like
when I had it, I never knew that I had it.
Right. You just had antibodies one day and you're like, oh, okay, I had it.
Yeah.
And that's because you tested antibodies. If you didn't even do that, you would have no idea.
Right, you would never know. So I guess I'll say 70%.
Wow. I love it. 70.
Sure. Why not?
Fuck it. I'll say 80. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's all
just 1%. Because I think you just went over. I think you went way over. And I just won.
You already guessed 70. You already guessed.
And you're not allowed two guesses?
No.
Sorry. What are the rules here? You're making up as you go.
I'm just asking you.
You're making up as you go.
Yeah.
There are rules, and I can have two guesses, and I guess 1%, and you went over.
And then you also guess 70, though.
Yeah, well, I changed my guess when I heard yours. I went out on the limb. I guessed first.
So
I took balls. That took huevos. You try to go above me, and then I am allowed one more guess to sort of course correct, as it were. I think you went over. I went to 1%.
So I'll go to 45. I'll go to 45%. There's no way you're closer than I am.
I nailed it with 70%.
You've removed that guess. You absolutely removed the guess. The guess is null. The guess is void. There is no guess.
Congrats.
And there's no telling this guy what to do, unfortunately. I feel like you can tell on him and hope the school makes people get vaccinated, but it seems like that's not the case in Texas either.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything that can be done.
Have you considered a state change to one that lines up more with your...
No. We need you in Texas.
We need to flip it. Yeah.
Yeah. We should move to Texas.
We can hang out with Austin, our theme song singer.
That's right. Exactly.
Here's another question from another lady. She's asking about something I haven't heard about in 5 years. That's right. The friend zone.
Nice.
Remember the friend zone?
I do remember the friend zone.
I'm a 26-year-old female, and I don't know what to do about a guy I like. He's my neighbor, and we've hung out as friends for a few months. At first, I wasn't into him romantically, but after getting to know him, I realized that we have a lot in common, and I want to see if there could be something more. The problem is, we have both talked about dates we've been going on to each other. Does this mean he wouldn't want to date me? I want to tell him how I feel, but I don't want to lose him as a friend. Do you think I should go for it? And how do I say it in a way that could keep it chill if he doesn't like me? Thank you. I'll go Mrs. Spall, my algebra teacher.
Perfect. I don't feel like this is... We've talked about the friend zone not being a real place that you can actually be in.
I'm actually thinking of moving to either Texas or
the friend zone.
Yes. There are no cases in the friend zone. It's kind of like the metaverse, if you think about it.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It only exists in virtual reality, the friend zone. So you're saying
she's
not actually
ride a bike there.
Without handlebars and hands. That's right, I'm on a fucking unicycle.
I do think, I feel like this is easily possible. Like, to me, it's a flirty thing to talk about dates, especially if, I guess it depends what kind of dates you're talking about. If the dates are not going great and you're not interested and you're like talking shit about people, then that's a very sexy place to be.
Mm.
You're basically both admitting that you're playing the field and seeing what's out there and that you're available, especially if you're talking about multiple dates. It'd be one thing if he's like talking to you about a girl that he's seeing that he likes, or you're doing the same thing to him. But talking about dating is a flirty place.
Yeah.
I think you're already doing what you need to do.
Yeah. It's tough because sometimes the friend zone is the flirtiest place of all. You're like talking about other people, sort of keeping each other apprised of what's going on romantically. There's nothing more romantic than the friend zone.
When I was 27, I basically only hooked up with my friends. I think
everybody was in the zone. Yeah. Auto zone. Yeah, the weird part is when you actually went on dates with strangers when you're in your 20s.
Right. People say from the friend zone and also friends with benefits. It's also
I want to be in the friends with benefits zone.
Yeah. I'm in the friend zone, but are there benefits here? What am I doing in the fucking friend zone? There's not even a benefit.
Yeah. Or is it a completely different zone? There's the friend zone and then the friends with benefits zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's the auto zone, which brings us to our last sponsored...
Auto zone!
Get in the zone. Actually, I do have to get my oil changed.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's been several thousand miles and I sort of always leave it hanging, as it were. So I might have to go to... I might have to go to the auto zone or the friend with benefits zone.
You don't go back to the place that leased you your car?
I do, but it says like for thousands of miles, you're due on the thing. Service due.
Right.
And to me, I'm sort of a skeptical little miser. And I'm like, is it really due or are you just programming it into the car so I have to come back and get a muffler or whatever the fuck that is?
Yeah.
Do I have to change my air filter? Do I or do I not have to? What happens if I never change my oil? What happens then?
Probably nothing. And then someday your car might break down on the side of the highway.
Really?
Is that fine? Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Because you will have lasted so long. With that never getting a service.
Yeah, I've saved money and time to the point where it's kind of like you and your wisdom teeth. You sort of push the surgery. You're like, you could have gotten it all done at the same time. But you're like, I'll just get it done in a decade. Unfortunately, sometimes the decade, you survived and lived to the point where you have to deal with it.
Yep, and now it's come up. The chickens have come home to roost. Is that a saying?
Yeah. Do you think anyone's gotten an oil change and a wisdom tooth surgery on the same fucking day? So you drop your car off and then you walk to the dentist and then you walk to pick up your car?
Not that.
You.
No.
You doing it.
I can't do that. Yeah, no. No, you should. And you shouldn't do that. You're not supposed to like drive afterwards. You're like sedated.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. You're supposed to get like a ride home.
Shit. I didn't know that, man. I'm sorry. I don't know why I suggested it.
It's not a big deal.
Super irresponsible of me.
Yeah.
Give me the dirty. I think I deserve it.
Really?
That's the first time I've ever asked for it.
Yeah, man. It's
kind of noble. It might be the most noble shit ever done on the pod.
Yeah, but in a
give it to me. I'm gonna close my eyes and you give me the fucking statue that you think I deserve.
I don't want to give it to you when you want it. Like, you fine. You get the turdy, but you actually earned it much earlier. You earned it when you wouldn't say that the tournament podcast. Okay, that's when you earned the turdy. You've had it the whole show. So congrats.
I was gonna say maybe there's a world where like the one thing keeping me from the golden mic was the fact that I never asked for the turdy.
Yeah, no, it was.
Well, that's not the case.
That's an interesting theory, but there's no. I think that's your problem, Blumenfeld. There's not any like. There's no secret sauce to the turdy. It's the award for shittiness in podcasting, and you've earned that. And the golden mic is the award for excellence in podcasting, and that's it. There's no secret path to it. There's no trick. You just have to earn it. That's it. It's pretty straightforward, and I've actually earned it over 500 times, and I think that's pretty neat.
I think it's neat.
You know, pretty neat.
Yeah, congrats.
It's pretty cool. Oh yeah, it's pretty cool.
Is there something in your mouth? Nice. Are you getting your wisdom teeth out right now? Why aren't you talking normal?
A long time.
What's that?
Because I'm chuffed. I'm talking a little different because I'm a little chuffed about it, and I'm humbled.
There's no way you're humble. You're so not humble. You give yourself a fucking fake award every week for 7 years. How is that?
It's not quite how it works. It's not quite. I give myself an award. I'm award is bestowed upon me when I've earned it. Hoorah.
All right. Thanks for writing in your emails, your theme songs. Send them all to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, potentially watching. And we'll be back next week for more of us. You can always check out our Patreon at patreon.com/JA. We got Jake and Amir episodes. We got outtakes to those episodes. We got Jake and Amir rewatch episodes. We got it all.
Mm-hmm. We're starting, we're dropping Jake and Amir's early on there sometimes too. So
we don't give a shit anymore. Get over. We're sort of just like insane this year.
It's
2022 is about being insane.
Yeah, it's going down over there.
And thank you again to Austin and Guillermo for this Mr. Bloom Sky theme song. Let's hear it on the way out.
Yeah.
Can you not fall asleep right now? We need to talk about that disgusting habit that you picked up.
It's called butt chugging. And last time I checked, it wasn't disgusting.
Really? Have you checked recently?
Nice. Amir is shining in the sky.
Sky.
No golden Mike inside. I'm in trouble. NBA was in a bubble. You're the only advice podcast on the web. Jake speeds down the avenue.
Woo.
Burning Man starts so soon. 7:30. Has got his turny.
Turny's
boy juice together. Make If I Were You. If I were you, what should I do? My ex is thirsting me on Insta.
Insta.
If I were you, what should I do?
Can my best friend give me a blowjob?
If I were you, what should I do? My ex is thirsting me on Insta.
Insta.
If I were you, what should I do?
Can my best friend give me a blowjob?
BJ.
Oh, yeah, I should call him. Hey, if I were you, oh, please tell me what to do. Jesus, if you only knew, share with me your...
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.